Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
To infinity and beyond!
The Lord tells me he can get me out of this mess, but he's pretty sure you're fucked.
That is why you fail.
You can't handle the truth!
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe fuck yourself.
Say hello to my little friend!
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
You get our son.
Happy birthday, Molly.
Welcome to Lights, Camera.
What?
Good.
Just keep that.
My candle burned out and I burnt.
That's a good start. Just keep that. It's a Sunday episode. It's fine.
Okay. All right, we'll go with that. Ken Jack burning the candles. It is the fall. That's my favorite opening of all time.
How about daylight savings time?
How about a loud cop siren?
Let's say where we are. We're Lights, Camera, Barstool, episode 97.
In Hoboken.
Correct. From Hoboken, New Jersey. Actually, this podcast is being recorded in a very small 1 mile radius. It's pretty crazy.
It is.
Man, live from Hoboken.
It's daylight savings time. Why do we still do it? I don't get it. Just get rid of it.
I'm trying to workshop a joke where I say, hey, it's daylight savings time, which means we get an hour back. So I choose that hour to be the last hour of October 31st so I can still nut. But I can't figure out a way to word it where it's funny. So I punted on it. I don't know what to do with it. But the idea is there.
Yeah, but I think you missed the time frame, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's why I punted on it.
Save it for next year. Just put in your draft folder.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll put a fucking alert out.
I took a pass from NFL football today, fellas, and it was quite nice.
It sounds like somebody who says they're like, you know, I didn't drink this weekend.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to wean yourself off of football for 1 weekend. The Colts are on bye. I thought that you know, maybe I had the game on in the background, but I didn't actively pay attention to it. And I played with my daughter a bit this morning. My wife had something. She went to go do it, and we had good daddy-daughter time. And then after that, I gamed. I played some games, fellas. Played a little Red Dead on Friday night. We dabbled back into Fortnite. We got back together in Fortnite, and I got to say, we came up with some good ideas we'll never be able to use in this podcast.
Yes, that's for sure. I don't think I've ever laughed so hard in my life other than we were playing Fortnite the other night with content that we can never put anywhere, ever.
It's not offensive. It's just like, you can't say those things.
Yeah,
it's just like, I don't think advertisers would like it because it's making fun of products, but whatever.
So some cool stuff coming this week, maybe. I can't really say anything, but we'll just put it that way. Some cool stuff coming this week. Hopefully a slap commentary this week.
Ooh.
The cool stuff could be coming as early as Monday, but that's all I got on that one.
Mm.
I can't tell you. I can't tell you. You actually know, but I can't tell you what it is.
No, but what is it?
At least not on record.
By the time people listen to this, if they're not one of the really true fans who listen to it at 12:01 on Monday morning, that news, it won't be that far away, I don't think.
Only the true fans listen in the first 5 minutes. Hey, shout out to everyone. We were once again top five this last episode. We've been top five every week on iTunes for the last like month or so, which we love to see, because the episode rankings mean more than the podcast rankings, because that algorithm is weird for like how the podcasts are ranked. So
it means we're more famous than Andy Cohen.
Yeah, we actually beat former Bachelor Ben Higgins for the first time ever. That was cool.
Take that.
Yeah. By the numbers, we're better and more popular and cooler. and more handsome than Andy Cohen. So
yeah,
to the
he's kind of handsome.
I'm just telling you what the numbers are reporting.
Would say that.
Yeah,
the eye test. They'd look at me, Wendy's baked potato of a man.
All right. Well, this week we are doing movie news per usual, and then top 10 favorite TV shows you've never seen. This was a Ken Jack original idea a few weeks ago. We laughed about it in our group chat, and I've tried to forget the ones we talked about because there's so many shows. I mean, I listed about 40-ish shows that I've never seen that every time I saw them, like each one I saw online, I laughed out loud. I'm like, oh, my God, that's a show. I forgot that's a show.
I know one that's going to be on your list that I love, and I love it so much. Ooh. I can't hear it again.
Okay. Okay, so we'll see. We'll get to that later. We're also going to do the Hot Corner. The TB, what was the last Hot Corner? Was it the Last Jedi trailer?
Oh, I thought it was Robin's Egg Blue.
Yeah, it might have been it. It was like February.
Okay, no, that was, I don't know.
It was a while. It won't take very long. We're just going to, it's like Larry King's King's things. I'm just going to look stuff in my head. I just need to get it out.
Yeah, I've one thing. I have one thing. We'll see if the Hot Corner becomes, it's tough for things to become a running segment here. Things die rather quickly on this show. We're still going to get to the best movies of 1986 very soon.
People don't just worry. Say, people can say it's not funny, but we just say we like to keep it fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't get still. That's the death of pop.
I guess I'm really.
Can we note that Trill has an awesome Ric Flair shirt on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Homage, or whatever it is, t-shirt brand. They're really good. Good stuff. That's a free ad.
I think they pronounce homage.
Probably.
Homage sounds like a food. Homage sounds like a, I don't know what you would call it, noun, I guess.
Like fromage?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that was a French for cheese, right?
Uh-huh.
Le petit fromage?
Yeah.
From Dexter's Lab, the show you definitely watched as a kid.
All right. Well, let's get right into it. Bohemian Rhapsody. A big weekend for Bohemian Rhapsody, second biggest opening ever for a musical biopic. I feel like that's like we're starting to really get into subcategories here. Huge opening. I saw it. Didn't love it that much. But Ken Jack and I will be dropping a review before the podcast review, which we'll be reviewing on Thursday. Big opening there. Nutcracker, meanwhile, not very good. Getting absolutely panned. And worth noting that the critical reviews for Bohemian Rhapsody are fairly mediocre to poor, while the audience reviews are huge, big reviews. Yeah. Which is
for Bohemian Rhapsody was what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff, that's a good point. I want to offer up some anecdotal evidence. Ken Jack, have you been on Facebook this weekend?
Not in the last 3 years.
Ooh. Someone's on their high horse. I surfed through Facebook a little bit, and I got to say, I've seen about three or four reviews from folks who just love this movie. So I think this is one of those wider audience things that make you feel good and people go in and have a good time.
But it's probably not a
great movie.
You nailed it. It's very simple. It's very paint by numbers. It's very cut and dry. I mean, you're not going to walk out of this one like, whoa.
Now,
that was mind-blowing.
So we have been hypothesizing for the last couple months that this movie would give a lot of credit to Queen to make people know that like other people were in Queen. Did it in fact do that more than
yes? That's the only thing it did do.
That's what I'm excited about. I teased a skit I wanted to do this week, but I don't know if I'll be able to do it. Okay, so what we are going to do is it was going to be from the producers of Bohemian Rhapsody, and it was the true story of the Beatles, but we couldn't get the rights from Paul McCartney. So we got it from Ringo Starr, and it'd just be like, you come in the studio and be like, hello Beatles. I'm Ringo Starr. I wrote an entire album called Rubber Soul, but I don't want any credit for it. Oh, thank you, Ringo. We're all out of ideas and you're so handsome and successful.
peace and love. Ringo, Dewey Cox.
Peace and love. Don't mail me. I will not be returning any mail.
there seems to be like so many wink, wink, nod moments where they're like, you see what happened here? It is Bohemian Rhapsody, a Star Wars story. Like, it's just like, it's got those same exact fan service nods and winks. And I'll say this, and I will not dock points for historical inaccuracies, but it doesn't mean I can't bitch and moan about them because I'm reviewing the movie for what it is. This movie is wildly inaccurate. Like, I mean, like some of my favorite movies have inaccuracies. Argo, like Miracle. I think I don't even think the Who Do You Play For scene happened. And if it did, there's a couple still inaccurate things. Social Network has some inaccuracies, but like it's little things. Frost Nixon, it's very little things that maybe build the drama, but don't take away from the overarching story. This movie completely changes around the timeline of Freddie Mercury's life. Like, I mean, look, I'm saving her for the review, but there is one thing that they just completely change. And you're just like, what? Like that, like, it's not like there's a part in the beginning where they kind of tinker with how the band was formed. Okay. That's fine. Like, I get that. Like, you know, you got to make it condensed into a movie, but there's a couple of things they change around. You're like, what the fuck? And like, I know that's not like, it's not a documentary, but at the same time, like I was baffled at a couple of things. Like, did that really just happen?
Yeah. I liked the movie, but I didn't really like the scene where Jimi Hendrix gave pops at Live Aid.
Freddie Mercury debuts Bohemian Rhapsody in like 2020 or something. They just completely altered the timeline.
He's just alive now. Like, he's just still alive.
I like how they made him a fail son, though. That was pretty funny throughout the movie. Like, the whole beginning 25 minutes is about his life as a kid, and he's just literally a fail son, and it's hilarious.
He, the thing about him is, and like in this movie, is he gets it. The painting of him is fairly negative for most of the movie. Yeah. And again, we should probably stop.
Yes.
We should review it, but like, it's a lot of it is not what I expected, but a lot of it is what you said, Troll. A lot of it is the stuff that I think we talked about where it's going to be like, Queen, we were great as a band together. We did things together. And like, so yeah, it's going to be an interesting review. I actually think all three of us are going to have the same exact review, so it might not be that interesting.
Thank you, Ringo.
How many kind of layers do you want?
You're by far the most successful and low-key member of the Beatles. Are you sure you don't want any credit?
No. My God, Ringo, your penis is so large and your loads and your ropes are so voluminous.
Ringo, it's me, Paul McCartney. Do you have any advice for me? Yeah. Get a prenup.
That would actually be the funnier retelling of Ringo Starr's story, as he actually advised McCartney to get a prenup and he didn't take the advice.
The other one, Nutcracker, as I said, which I think we might review Nutcracker. We have a screener. Might review Nutcracker and review The Hate U Give, which is apparently one of the best movies of the year. Might review that this next Sunday, just like quick reviews. I don't know. We haven't decided yet, but potential there. But Nutcracker is apparently terrible. It racked in $20 million over the weekend. Bohemian Rhapsody did rack in $50 million. Not shocking. It's going to make a lot of money.
Yeah. No Nut November continues. In every fashion.
The B team. We always talk about Blumhouse. Do you think Disney has a B team that comes up with shit like this?
I think this, if they do, this is it. It's the same guy that made John Carter.
They're giving their direct-to-video team a chance to make a wide-release motion picture that hits theaters.
Well, they were actually supposed to have a movie release this weekend. We'll get to it in a minute. It was planned years ago. We'll get to that one later. But other than that, I think that's it. Oh, I did see it in a Dolby theater. That shit's incredible. The music and like the sound around you, like the way the surround goes and like the way the screen is, it's pretty awesome. Very cool. I've never been able to go to one, and now I have one pretty
Dolby
close,
so. Good elf.
Excited. Dolby the house elf. That sounds like an awful skit idea. It's a terrible skit.
Harry Potter, you're listening to this movie in 4.1. Are you sure you don't want to listen to it in 5.1? An extra speaker.
Oh my God. All right. Well, we always say this. We always say this. Whenever there's movie news with like a big movie coming out in the future, it always seems like the news carries on for a few weeks, then dies off. I think Bond was the best example of this. Like, we had a stretch of Bond news, different Bond news for an entire month. Well, we are now coming up on another week with Avatar news. last week they changed their logo. Huge, which, like, all jokes aside, comparative to what they've done in the last 10 years, changing the logo is massive progress.
Yeah.
Just doing anything. Now the titles have apparently been revealed, by the BBC. Avatar 2 will be called Avatar The Way of Water. Avatar 3 will be called Avatar The Seed Bearer. Avatar 4 will be called Avatar The Tolkien Rider. And Avatar 5 will be Avatar The Quest for Iwa or Yuwa. I guess we don't know how that's pronounced.
The singer?
Yeah, Enya? The Quest for Enya? Yeah, so the titles, that's a big step, even though it's not official.
What was it again? The Way of Water?
The Way of Water. And the Seed Bearer.
We've known this. We knew he wanted to do an underwater movie, but he just can't help himself, can he?
I mean, it's such a big fuck you. Like, yeah, you're right. I did fucking look at water for the last 10 years. I was only in water for the last 10 years.
I just, look, I'm gonna come out on a limb and say it. The ocean, not that interesting on screen.
Just wait until Aquaman drops and then really changes your perspective on things.
Maybe it will, but the Megalodon, I almost said Mastodon. You know, like stuff like that, unless it's Finding Nemo where it's animated.
What about
really, like, not all that interesting?
What about like The Abyss?
That's an aberration. You can name a lot of movies that tried to take place underwater that were bad.
Well, no, The Abyss was good, I'm saying.
I know, but I'm saying like maybe, okay, I get what you're saying. I kind of feel like I'm backed into a corner here.
A hot corner.
And James Cameron did that one too. So maybe you're right. But I feel like anytime anything's underwater, it looks murky and gross and it doesn't bring me in. And you have this world of Pandora where it was like wonderful and mystical. And then you just want to take it underwater.
I'm going to make my own version of the hot corner called the wet corner. I don't know where I'm going to go with it from there, but I think that's going to be a thing. And also, I can't wait for all the titles, like the what do you call it, New York Post titles to come out after this movie drops and sucks. Like, oh, Avatar's treading water. Oh, breaking Avatar's record sales or whatever. Like, it's going to be so bad.
My dream movie going experience for Aquaman would be like a shadowy figure a couple seats ahead of me with like a generic no logo ball cap, black shades and a trench coat, and you see the first underwater scene and you just hear fuck, and it's James Cameron, and he gets up and leaves the theater because somebody beat him to the punch with like a good underwater movie.
I didn't know what direction you're going there for a second, but you reel that back in quick.
The pruny fingers. God. We're still working on that.
You could feel the water caught in Aquaman's ears. Shit.
He's just spending the last 10 years trying to animate the salt in the water.
You just hear,
is that a baby? Is that a baby? All right, baby. What do you think about Avatar, The Way of Water?
There it is.
Yeah, okay, I don't like Avatar either. Daddy doesn't like Avatar either. All right, I love you.
Oh boy. Okay. So anyway, Avatar. Wow.
That's a loud-ass cop car.
Lots of happening in New York. All right.
Going off the rails here.
This episode brought to you in part by Avatar. I fucking blew that one. This episode brought to you in part by TiVo. The Emmy-winning pioneers in home entertainment are back. Whether you're a cable or antenna user, TiVo has a solution that's perfect for either. The TiVo Bolt OTA for antenna and TiVo Bolt Vox for cable. They're both available. We're talking TV in this episode, too. We rarely do that. We always tell people we don't talk any TV, and here we go again, talking TV. Complete your home TV experience. A live TV, DVR, and streaming device all in one that lets you access everything you love on any screen you like. Skip over entire commercial breaks with the tap of a button or voice command. Watch shows 30% faster with pitch-corrected sound. That skip button's great. TiVo has put together a deal just for your audience. 20% off any TiVo Bolt OTA or TiVo Bolt Vox box. Just head to TiVo.com/lights20 and remember promo code lights20. That's TiVo.com/lights20 for 20% off your TiVo device. All right. Next up, lots of news about sequels of movies that came out years ago. The next three are all the same. Bad Boys 3, apparently happening. Immediate reaction. Let's go. What do you think?
I liked Bad Boys too. Do you remember the scene where the rats or mice have sex when they're trying to exterminate them?
Shit just got real. That's what they said after that, right?
Something like that. It was weird, but they got into that kingpin's house because they're exterminators, and I think Martin Lawrence looked in, and then the mice or rats were having sex. I thought that was a scene that always stuck with me. Martin Lawrence hasn't been in a movie since 2011, I think. It's been a while for him. And Will Smith, I read the Screen Rant thing, so that's why I'm getting all these factoids from that. But Will Smith apparently has been too busy to do this. Too busy, folks. Doing what? What's he doing right now? Suicide Squad?
Instagram stories. That's all he does now. It's awesome. Don't get me wrong. They're really cool. Do you watch them?
He's earned it. He can do whatever he wants. I'm just saying. Like, I would rather see Bad Boys 3 than anything Will Smith's done in a couple of years. I love Will Smith. Don't take that the wrong way. Love
Will
guy.
Smith, is he in the pocket of big Facebook? He's always doing Facebook and Instagram videos.
Ooh.
I don't know. He's not on Twitter.
Interesting idea.
Well, probably. I don't know.
That's a name we missed for our football character movie people thing list. Is his character in After Earth was Cypher Rage, and that is the coolest name.
Yeah.
Really is.
I thought you were gonna say Will Smith, who is the great New Orleans Saints lineman, right?
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
That's lineman.
Oh man. Okay, we won't go into that, but was awesome.
All I have to say is rest in peace. Former national champion too. Super Bowl champion. So Bad Boys 3, that's happening, which I actually thought we knew that was happening a while ago. So that news didn't surprise me at all. The news that did surprise me was that Gladiator 2 is being developed by Ridley Scott. That news had been rumored for a while. I know, Kenjek, you know all about, more than I do, I believe, the time travel rumors with Gladiator and how that people talked about that for potentially with the sequel.
Yeah, like that was originally the plan for it, was he was going to be like resurrected and turned immortal and then like fight through time at like in every single war, basically up until like Iraq or something like that. And that just sounds like ridiculous. And what I mentioned it reminded me of is, did you ever see the X-Men Origins Wolverine, the beginning sequence where they show him and Sabretooth like fighting through every single war? I was like, it's just that, except Russell Crowe fighting in like a bunch of wars. But like, think about it this way, like you don't know what side he's going to be on all these wars. So you might want to love Russell Crowe, and then he turns out to be like working for like Pol Pot or something, or the Nazis. And like all of a sudden you're like, ah, shit, maybe we took a wrong turn here. So I don't know. It's not something I'm very interested in at all. I think we could let the franchise one and done.
Yeah. Also, don't take this the wrong way. Okay. In the last 5 to 6 years, I have gotten out of shape. Lost more hair. I look worse. Russell Crowe in the last 15 years is not the same Russell Crowe as he was in the original Gladiator. Like, statuesque and burly. I think he's a little bit older, and I think he's a little bit plumper. So, like, why would you want to do – you're that rich. Why would you want to get back in shape for something that's stupid?
Yeah. Maybe they get a new Gladiator. Like – what show is it that they did that with? I think they had actually almost every show that's based off a movie they do with, like Shooter, which is something we mentioned in that last list too, Bobby Lee Swaggart. Like, they went from Mark Wahlberg to whatever that other guy's name is that played him in the TV show.
Well, I'd have no problem if Russell Crowe as is wanted to get back at the Gladiator thing. I'm just like, normally the studio would be like, no, you got to look like a Gladiator. And that's a lot of effort. Although it's like, I think a lot of these stars have a lot of help doing it, but I don't know. Just like, This sounds bad. It just sounds like a bad idea, right? Resurrection storyline. It's a good movie by itself. And I don't think you could have Gladiator without Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
I agree. I think it'd be really weird.
The same follow-up sequel. I'd want him in that role. He is Maximus to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just say it was a dream sequence and he's actually still alive. Just do the dream write-off.
Or just do an alternate timeline.
Yeah.
Like, I alternate timelines, like God of War did kind of a – I mean, did they do an alternate timeline, Kenjack? Kind of. Well, yeah, it's for a continuation, but also, like, it can kind of get murky, but, like, just say he didn't die at the end of the first – retcon that shit.
Yeah, he's also currently, as far as I know, like, relatively out of shape on purpose for his role in Boy Erased. Like, you see how he looks in that? Like, he's pretty heavy on purpose again, so I don't know if he
–
get anywhere close to in shape to do something like that. He's not Hugh Jackman.
That's what I was saying, though, is like, I know you can hire trainers and pay people to like feed you and whatever, but like, if I had that much money, I'd be happy just being at a normal, healthy weight for a 50-year-old or however old he is. I wouldn't want to get like shredded for all that shit. It's a lot of, this is so hard to get in shape.
I know you said Paul Plott, by the way.
Paul Pot?
Yeah, excuse me, Paul Pot. But I thought you said Paul Potts quickly.
Oh, the fucking singer from
Britain's Got Talent.
So good. Whatever happened to him?
From Britain's Got Talent. He was before Susan Boyle.
Was he? I thought he was after.
No, he was before Susan Boyle. Paul Potts. He was incredible. He sang Andrea Bocelli.
Yeah. Oh, it was so good.
Now I just got pictures of Paul Potts on my screen, who looks like James Corden now, I think.
Does he really?
Crazy.
So I just Googled Russell Crowe for news to see what he's been up to. And there's some like tabloid articles about him with it was like Yahoo says Nicole Kidman's wild night with Russell Crowe. And it's like, why? I don't believe that. You're just taking two Australian people and making that up.
Just linking them together. Well,
Nicole Kidman was in
Boy Erased with him. Yeah.
Boy Erased. Yeah.
Oh, well, never mind.
So many Australians in that movie.
Yeah.
Hello. It's not Australian.
Yeah.
Oi, Ringo Starr.
Paul Potts was the first winner at Britain's Got Talent. How about that?
That was the first season?
The first Paul Potts audition when he first sings, it's incredible. If you've never seen it.
It's fucking jaw-dropping. Oh, that's our fucking leave to the pod. That's our sign-off song this week. Paul Potts audition. Start to finish, like 8 minutes.
Yeah, we did have to get rid of Bustin. It's no longer October. It's
been retired. No more nothing.
Yeah. I think we're going to reveal our nominees for the Hall of Fame on Sunday. We're going to collaborate and reveal those. Speaking of things being retired. Next up, last bit before one more ad read. Tom Hanks teases getting very emotional at the end of Toy Story 4. He was recording his lines for Toy Story 4, and he got very emotional, apparently couldn't look. Here, I'll read the quote. "The way you record Toy Story, you're in a room with the team that has created it. When I went in for my last day of recording, I wanted to have my back to them because usually you're facing them so you can look right up and you can talk about it. But I didn't want to see them, and I wanted to pretend they couldn't see me. When I realized what they were going for, I realized, oh, this is a moment in history." I mean, see, the thing, like, first of all, this movie shouldn't be getting made. I'm just going to throw that out there. The end of Toy Story 3 was fucking great. It was a perfect tie-in. Andy grew up. The toys moved on. But whatever. So if it was – that was an emotional ending because they almost died at the end of the movie, and then they waved goodbye to Andy. What more could be the moment in history? Like, is Woody going to die? Like, what else could there be beyond that? I mean, maybe it's going to be a great movie, but, like, I can't in my head imagine what – can be more climactic than the ending of that movie.
He's thinking about this check stopping.
He's still making great dough, you figure, right? He only makes like one movie a year.
I mean, he's just, yeah, he'd be whatever famous old white person they're making a movie about, Tom Hanks is in it.
It's so emotional. Like Woody throws a chocolate milk on Mitch McConnell or something. Like, I wonder what the moment is going to be, like the deciding moment for Woody that he makes him cry.
Buzz Lightyear looks at him and says, "This ain't it, Chief." And then Tekashi 6ix9ine toy comes out.
Oh God,
those are my only two like modern pop cultural references.
Has there ever been like a sex toy Toy Story parody?
I mean,
it's gotta be.
Yeah,
I feel like I just stumbled on gold. If there hasn't been, hold on, I'm gonna give this a quick Google.
2018 rule of thumb. If you think you've invented something, you haven't.
Sex toy story.
Oh,
it's a Mad TV skit as well, I guess.
And if you, if you're listening and you post any of these on our Reddit, you will get banned. Just keep that in mind. You will get banned from our Reddit if you post any of what Ken Jack just Googled.
This was your only
warning.
Let's do a cutback program, you know, like smoking cessation, like instead of posting that kind of content, just like to get the thrill, just post a picture of like Stanley Tucci, like the good old days. Like if you get that urge, just take a picture of Stanley Tucci and just post it. Like if you just need to post something, you can always post there, but just you cannot be that anymore.
Yeah, please don't.
We need to offer like a subsidy or a reward. Like not anything worth money or anything like I don't know. I'm going to think about it.
I will eat a Lunchable every time that disgusting comment's posted. You wouldn't want that to happen to me, right? No, I won't do that.
No. It's called, you'll just get banned.
It's called joke, folks.
All right. So we have to do another read. This is our decision. Our decision alone. We're doing our last ad read right now. The right hire can make a huge impact on your business. I think all of you guys know that, especially you, Trill. Big time workman, big time Excel man. The hire can make a huge impact. That's why it's so important to find the right person for the job. But where do you find an individual? You can post a job on a job board and hope the right person will find your job. But think about it. How often do you hang out on job boards? Me? None. How often do you hang out on job boards, Trill?
I don't do it.
Nah, fuck that. Don't leave finding someone great to chance when you can just post your job to a place where people go every day to make connections, grow in their career, and discover job opportunities. That place is LinkedIn. Most LinkedIn members haven't recently visited the top job boards, but 9 out of 10 members are open to new opportunities. It's the best way to find the person who will help you grow your business. And why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. Hurry to LinkedIn.com/lights and get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/lights to get $50 off your first job post. LinkedIn.com/lights. Make sure to do it. All right. Last three news stories, and then we're hitting the old top 10 favorite TV shows you've never seen. You guys are big video game guys. I feel like this story is going to pique your interest a little bit here. Brie Larson.
What?
Yeah, Brie Larson playing Captain Marvel in the upcoming Marvel Cinematic Universe movie titled Captain Marvel, says she would like to play in a Metroid Prime movie as the lead character. Kind of like that, right?
Trill, I never played Metroid Prime. I don't know how you feel about it, Trill.
I don't know how Metroid would translate into a movie because Metroid is a game about isolation. And I'm having a hard time. I don't know. I never played any of the post SNES ones. So maybe there are other human characters they added to it, or maybe the aliens speak more. But I'm trying to think of a way you could have a movie like that and have interaction between two characters.
You know what I'd rather is another Doom movie. And I know you didn't like the newer Doom, right? We're making that up.
The video game?
Yeah.
No, I got into it. I the first hour I was like, and then because what I was doing is I was going around the map trying to collect everything. And then I embraced the play as fast as you can lifestyle of it. And I liked it.
It's so much fun. I love that game. And the new one apparently is also very good. I haven't played it yet, but I heard it's awesome, and I would rather a new Doom, even though I still hold to the fact that I think the 2005 Doom or whatever with The Rock and Carl Urban was not terrible. It's like a solid 50-something probably.
Well, Brie Larson posted a picture of herself wearing the Zero suit, Samus's Zero suit for Halloween.
Yeah, so I did see that, and it looked awesome. I
think that's how this whole thing started. So, yeah, I think you could pick worse properties to make a video game out of. Yeah. Like a Kid Icarus movie would be way worse than this. I'm trying to think. You'd have to really stretch the Metroid canon unless there are tons of games have been released since I played the SNES version. So maybe there is stuff there to use. Sound off in the comments.
I think a lot of people my age, Kenjack's age, know Metroid probably a lot from Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah. Fucking, I hated people who were Metroid. Samus. I had a friend that was Samus all the time, and they had that stupid fucking gun that you could just charge up and then fire later.
Yeah.
I hated it.
Well, the original Metroid for Nintendo, you played through the game, and then at the end of the game, if you did something, I forget, it was like a secret level, or you like did something under a certain time, you saw Samus in a bikini, and that was the first time that a player knew that Samus was a woman. And besides the fact that that's wildly problematic to have her in a bikini, it was kind of a big shocking moment for gamers. Not like shocking, but like, you know, it's 1984. I think you just assume that all these characters are men.
That would have been a safe assumption. I'm trying to think of what would be like a weirder game to make into a full feature length movie, like Earthbound or something.
Leisure Suit Larry.
Oh, goddamn, Leisure Suit Larry.
I just, I don't know.
I think any of the JRPGs would be really weird as a feature length. Like, what about even like Metal Gear?
No, I just a lot of those games require. I don't even like the story of Metal Gear. It's so convoluted. It's 40 hours of gameplay just to get through that. I don't know if they'd translate to a movie. What about Zelda? I don't know if Zelda would translate to a movie because it's so basic.
What about Final Fantasy? Oh wait,
they did do that. Work well. Alec Baldwin was in that, right?
Was he?
Wasn't he?
I have.
Wasn't he a voice in the Spirits Within?
Spirits. God.
Well, he is now.
Yeah, he was Alec Baldwin, James Woods, Don Sutherland, Ving Rhames, Steve Buscemi. I mean, what a crew!
Alec Baldwin and James Woods.
It's like a battle of the voices. And Donald Sutherland too, pretty cool voice.
Yeah, good voice. He's the orange juice voiceover guy.
Ving Rhames also a great voice.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's the all voice team right there. Actually, for especially 2000.
Yeah. What's next on the list here? Okay, horror news. Two more news items. The makers of Final Destination and Blair Witch are going to be potentially making a satirical horror movie. Not many details, but a satire horror movie. And also Don't Breathe 2 has a script. Not sure if the director is going to return. Thoughts on that? One, satire, interesting concept for horror. Curious if that works out for a found footage movie, people who did that, and then people who did Final Destination, which are absurd movies. And then I love Don't Breathe, even though it was kind of fucked up and gross. Don't Breathe was a pretty terrifying movie, especially with the use or lack thereof of sound. What do we think about these two stories here?
I'll speak to just the satire one. I don't know. I feel like horror is the most parodied genre out there. I mean, scary movie. I mean, I think this one will be a more highbrow, but Cabin in the Woods perfected that. That was the perfect satire of a horror movie, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know how you could get better than that. I might like it if they're taking like some of the newer horror movies like the Blumhouse and parodying the concepts. But if they just go the scary movie route and they're like parodying Get Out and the movies itself, like we talked about, probably would be kind of lame.
I think even some of the current movies that are coming out that are horror movies are a little bit like self-referential of like parodying themselves. Like Truth or Dare is a good example of that. I think they were, and obviously Happy Death Day and Truth or Dare. I don't know if you guys know this. So Failing Upwards interviewed the kid that kept trying to show his dick to everybody in Truth or Dare. And the whole time during the interview, again, Failing Upwards, shout out to what's the thing they say? Support the homies and all that.
Yeah.
They were talking to him and they just kept inferring how he has a micro penis and just a tiny ass dick in general. And then he never mentioned that in that movie, his whole character's like pathos or whatever is just he wants to show his dick to as many people as possible. And that was just funny, random aside. But I think that some movies are already self-aware of that. Don't Breathe 2, I think that's kind of – I'm not really – I don't know what they could do with that. I did enjoy the original like you did, Jeff. I don't see where they could go with it and replicate that same feeling.
And do something that's maybe not a sequel. But, I'll give it a chance. I did like the first. I can't really hate on it.
Love Stephen Lang. That's back to Avatar. Closed loop.
Oh, God. Yeah, I should have ended with this story, but I didn't. One more thing. I said, because I wanted to move this one, because this was going to be the second to last, but it's going to be last because it's related to TV a little bit. I mentioned that Disney released Nutcracker, and there was supposed to be a movie released, I believe either the second or the third. Let me see. It was like the second or the third, but back when Marvel announced Phase 3, they announced Captain America Civil War, Doctor Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. At the time, they didn't announce Spider-Man yet. Thor Ragnarok, which Thor was called, it was called something else, I believe, back then. No, it was called Ragnarok. Captain America was going to be called Serpent Society. That's right. Relevant fact. Black Panther, then Avengers Part 1 and Part 2, back when they were called Part 1, Part 2. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Captain Marvel, and then it was going to be an Inhumans movie. Inhumans was supposed to come out this week. Obviously, Inhumans did not come out. Inhumans was moved to television. It was moved to be an ABC show, major backing by ABC. I mean, this shit was majorly backed. It was a big push from Disney. It premiered in IMAX, the first live-action television series to debut in IMAX. Lasted for 2 weeks. The series premiered on ABC on the 29th, had 8 episodes, concluded on November 10th. One of the actors was from was from Game of Thrones, and then ABC canceled it in May. It was a piece of shit. It was a fucking awful, awful movie, awful show. Did you guys watch Inhumans? I mean, do you remember how bad it was when it came out?
I like so vaguely, because of the internet backlash to it was so heavy. I just think I maybe watched some clips from it, but never watched the full episode. But
I didn't watch it.
It was terrible. It was, they had this one character, it's like Black Bolt, Medusa, and she had like this fake hair, but it was very, very clearly TV graphics for fake hair. Awful. But yeah, fun little aside there. Inhumans came out a year ago. Now, Trill, you said you didn't watch it. And how does that relate to our next segment?
I didn't watch these movies in our next segment, but I loved them. These TV shows in our next segment, but I loved them.
So here we go. Top 10 favorite TV shows you've never seen. This was tough because I had to think like personally the criteria. How do I do this? And I'm sure you guys thought the same. I could pick like some serious ones, but I wanted to think about shows that I've definitely never seen. But whenever I hear the name, I laugh because I know as much about them as possible without actually seeing them. So we're not going to do 10 through 6 quick. We'll do 10 through 1. We'll go one by one because I think it'll be funny. And if we have to speed it up, we'll speed it up. Let's start it off. We'll go Ken Jack. You can do number 10. Number 10, favorite TV show you've never seen.
My number 10 is White Collar. And from all everything I've ever heard, it is a good show. But I don't know anything about it. I've seen the commercials 1,000 times.
Who was in
I don't know anything about it either. That's Homer, I think, and that's it. That's the only person.
USA.
Is it Meghan Markle too? Or
no, that's a different one. That could be on my list.
Yeah.
All those USA shows, I actually don't think they exist.
Except for Mr. Robot.
I got a lot of USA shows on here.
White Collar. Okay, I'll go with number 10. For me, this is the show. A lot of these shows I see because they're advertised during sporting events.
Oh, no. If you take mine, I'm going to be so pissed. I'm going to be so pissed.
There's so many. We're going to have some overlap.
But as number 10, if you steal my thunder on this, okay, go ahead.
NCIS New Orleans.
Oh, man.
Thank God.
Scott Bakula, right?
I guess. I don't know.
What was I tweeting the other night? Like pictures of Tom Brady as Scott Bakula.
Yeah, it is. It is him. I don't know anything. I know NCIS, but I don't know anything about this show. And it's in New Orleans, but it is always heavily advertised. So, yeah, I picked NCIS. Trill, what's your number 10?
My number 10 is Son of Zorn on Fox.
Ooh.
That was heavily promoted, I feel like, during football as well. It's the Jason Sudeikis animated hybrid animated show with Tim Meadows in live action.
Yes.
I didn't watch it, but I feel like I would have liked it if I watched it. But it got canceled, so maybe not.
Cheryl Hines was in it from Curb Your Enthusiasm, too.
She was.
Wow. Son of Zorn. The audience list is weird. A couple of them are very big. And this was a tough list for the audience because there were so many big shows that they did make the top 15. But number 10 is a weird one, Wife Swap.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I watched Wife Swap.
I remember specifically the Chicken Nugget kid from that is very funny. The kid who said, like, my life is chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets are my family. And then also the Chappelle skit from Wife Swap was very funny.
Yeah, I don't know. Wife Swap, whatever. It's a good, interesting pick. I've seen Wife Swap, though. Ken Jack, number 9, favorite TV show you've never actually seen.
My number 9 is Cougar Town. I have not seen an episode of Cougar Town.
Damn it.
I'm interested in it. I mean, the title is so sexually tantalizing. Like, I want to see what happens. These ladies have sex with some younger men. Maybe.
Did you watch Community?
Yeah.
Did you? I always liked how Abed was obsessed with Cougar Town.
No, I don't never saw it that religiously.
Okay.
Cougar Town, it's on my list at some point. It was not a spinoff of Friends, but it just felt like it because Courtney Cox was the lead. I'm pretty sure that Matthew Perry was in this show for a while. I might be wrong. Again, I've never seen it. Busy Phillips was in it.
Yes.
It was done by Bill Lawrence, the guy who did Scrubs.
Yeah. ABC for 3 years and then TBS for 2 years.
Good for them.
Yep. Cougar Town. That's a good pick. My number nine, this was a weird show where they killed off it, they killed off a character and brought someone else in, basically making it a previous show the two had done, and that's Kevin Can Wait on CBS with Kevin James. They killed off Aaron Hayes' character and brought in Leah Remini, and then it was just King of Queens. It's like all it was. Kevin Can Wait is not on TV anymore. I'm not sure any of the shows I have are actually on TV anymore.
Can you explain the title to me, Kenjack?
Kevin Can Wait?
Yeah, I don't get it.
You're asking the wrong person. I never looked into it that much.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to explain to me that it was like Heaven Can Wait, except instead of heaven.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Just kidding. That's my fake laugh.
Yeah. Kevin Can Wait was stripped away May. Canceled in May.
Damn, dude.
All right. Anyway, here we go. Next up, Trill Ballins, number nine.
Number nine is Lost. I've never watched a single second of that TV show, and I think I'd like it if I did, but people keep trying to get me into it, or used to try to get me into it, and then they would say, oh, it's a good show for like the first three seasons, and then it's just not that good. And I'd be like, so why would I want to watch that shit?
I was literally going to say it was really good for the first couple of seasons. It is so good, though.
Yeah, I get it. If you're there for the first three seasons, you got it. I've done that before. I did that with Glee, dude. I watched the entire run of Glee because I was so invested in just finishing it up. But now I don't want to start from scratch if I know it's going to be unsatisfying.
Yeah, that's true. I also got into it like by season four or something. I used to come home from I got into it as a freshman, I think, in high school. And I used to come home from school and literally just stream episodes of it. And that was back when streaming had just started and really sucked. And it was a disaster. But it was worth it because it's a good show.
It was back when Hulu would crash after you tried to boot an ad up. Every time you had to close your web browser out.
Next up for the audience, this one kind of egregious, Survivor.
I feel like everyone's watched Survivor at least once.
I would put it on my list, but I'm disqualified because I watched the entire first season.
Okay. Yeah, because you technically watched it, even though they're all different seasons. But yeah, Survivor's number nine.
I think I watched the Naked Guy season. What was his name? Richard Hatch, right?
Yeah, Richard Hatch. He went to jail. Yeah,
and the Johnny Fairplay season, or were they the same season?
No, that was the season before All-Stars. That's where Rupert was on that one. Rupert Bonham was on that one. But Johnny Fairplay is one of those things that I will always be fascinated by. He sued Danny Bonaducci. Danny Bonaducci picked him up on stage at some award show and dropped him and like broke his arm or something. It's a random story.
But. Remember when Danny Bonaducci was a thing in reality TV for a while?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He had a radio show. Might still have a radio show. The thing about Survivor that was maybe fun for the first few seasons is at that time where people didn't know how fake reality TV was.
Yeah.
The veil had not been yet lifted on reality TV. So people were like, damn, this shit's like, shit's really good. It's all natural and not scripted at all. And then after a while, I think we all wised up.
Him and Scott Baio had a little bit of a run. And I just remember that coincided with the movie Beowulf coming out. And then the suit made a parody clip where it was Scott Baio Beowulf. It was pretty good. It's a really funny clip. Skit.
Yeah, I've said it before. I watched first few seasons of Survivor and Survivor All-Stars. I know Survivor purists hate it, but I love that season. Oh, Boston Rob. Ken Jack, number eight. Favorite TV show you've never seen?
I think I'm going to do for my number eight, The Closer.
Ah, damn it.
I just have a big pool, and I didn't order them in any particular way. But I've never seen an episode of The Closer, but I've seen that advertised for 1,000 times.
Closer, Akira Sedgwick.
Yeah, who's she married to?
Kevin Bacon.
That's right, yeah.
The Closer of Kira Sedgwick is the most promoted show ever before a movie. Show was ever promoted more before a movie than that show, because they always do the behind the scenes, what's it called? What's the pre-movie posted by Marie? Yeah, Newvie, yeah. The Closer with Kira Sedgwick, yeah.
That sounds like birth control.
I forgot about The Closer, and I laughed very hard earlier when I saw it. Number eight. This is a weird show. I'm not even sure how many episodes this had. I got to pull this up real quick. It's with an actress, Caitlin Olson from Always Sunny, The Mick.
Yeah.
The Mick on Fox. It ran from January 1st, 2017 to April 2018. This was advertised all over the place. I feel like people talked about it because she's in It's Always Sunny, and that's such a very popular show. There were 37 episodes of this, apparently. But The Mick, it was like a dark comedy. She was like a shitty aunt or something? I don't know. Again, never seen it. But The Mick was an easy choice for me.
Yeah, the, both her and Glenn Howerton tried to go out and do their own shows. I think The Mick was okay. I didn't watch it, but I remember some people saying they liked it. And then Glenn Howerton did AP Bio. I don't know how happened.
What the fuck is it?
I don't want to judge anyone for a canceled show because they cancel shows so willy-nilly sometimes because it can be good and it just doesn't have a broad
Firefly base. Only got one season, one of the better.
I looked at a picture of that earlier because I was trying to think to put that on my list, but I didn't do it. And Nathan Fillion looks so young,
right? He's so handsome, and especially when he's
so handsome
in that movie, in that show. He is absurdly thick. It makes you
like, make sure to check out Nathan Fillion in The Rookie on ABC.
Oh, well, The Rookie and Big Mouth.
Yeah.
Do it.
Now I'm trying to think of like Missy's voice. It's like, "Oh, Nathan Fillion, you are so sexy."
It's Nathan Fillion, their dog that looks like Nathan Fillion.
Trill, yes. Number 8.
Number 8 is The Grinder on Fox. Rob Lowe, Fred Savage.
That's a great pick.
Yeah, I didn't actually watch it, but I think it got good reviews. Nobody watched it. It was remember the plot was Rob Lowe came back from his hit TV show, or maybe not a hit, but his TV show just ended. He moved back to wherever his son was practicing law, and because he played a lawyer, he thought that he could be a lawyer in real life, and hijinks ensued.
That was really the plot of it?
That was the plot of it. Didn't watch it. Well, I have time in my life for it. Man, what? Roll the dough.
Oh, man. Okay, that's a good pick. Really good pick. The Grinder. Number 8 for the audience. The Price is Right.
Where do you get promoted? I guess the way I viewed this is like something you've seen a lot of promotion for, and I've never seen Price is Right promoted anywhere. It's just a never ending, like existing show.
Ooh, the Price it's huge. It just has a built in base of people who know it's on.
I've watched The Price is Right millions of times. I fucking love The Price is Right.
I've never watched it. I'll say that.
Price is Right is firmly in that like very overrated territory for me.
I think I've watched like a billion episodes of Jeopardy. I think I've maybe seen like segments of The Price is Right only because people fuck up a lot on it.
I worked from home, or I lived at home for like almost a year after college, watched it every day. And then working from home after I quit my job and before we got hired at Barstool, I watched it almost every morning.
Drew Carey still do that?
Thin Drew Carey. Super thin Drew Carey. Ooh,
he looks good, man.
Looks very
good. I like when these actors lose weight. I'm glad they do that.
He looks very good.
Very healthy.
All right, Ken Jack, number 7.
Number 7, Covert Affairs.
I don't even know what that one is. I don't even know what that is.
I think it was a TNT show, but I just another one of those ones that was sandwiched between movies and everything on TNT or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The opposite of what Derek's doing right now.
Exactly, yeah.
Peter Gallagher was in that show.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot about that. But yeah, that's my pick. It was very heavily advertised on – it was TNT?
USA.
Oh, USA. It was very heavily promoted on USA.
My number 7, you already took Ken Jack, Cougar Town. It almost made my list, but Joey was another one that almost made my list, which was a spinoff of Friends.
Yeah.
I never saw Joey. Joey was – there's a really famous really famous.
Do the skit we were working on, Ken Jack.
No. Don't.
Oh, what's up, YouTube?
What's up, YouTubers?
Oh, no, that one was okay.
Yeah.
Save that skit. Save that one. That's Don't burn that one. That's a really good skit. I thought you were talking about the other skit we were making up.
Yeah, no. It's the one where John Travolta finds a second career in being a successful streamer.
Successful Twitch streamer.
Yeah. And he just plays Flight Simulator.
You mean, guys, we're going to Tilted Towers. Oh, my God.
All right. All right. Trill, got to move it along. Number 7.
This Is Us. Never seen This Is Us. People talk about This Is Us. Makes them cry. They like that for some reason. I just love it.
I haven't either. And I've said on the show before, the Twitter emoji for This Is Us, the hashtag emoji, is a fucking tissue box. It's cry porn. It's just cry porn. I don't get it. And I like a lot of the actors in that. I love Sterling K. Is it Sterling K. Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mandy Moore. And yeah. I don't know, man.
I don't get the wanting to go back to get a property that makes you cry. So like something like A Star Is Born, which I love because it makes you cry because it's like a one-time experience. But then you have like a show where you just keep going back to get sadder and sadder. Like, I don't get it. And I'm with you. I've never seen an episode.
Yeah, me neither.
It's heartwarming.
Maybe. That's a good pick. I this next audience pick I took off my list because I didn't want to have a crossover. A little bit of cheating, but a Josh Duhamel banger, Las Vegas.
Number 7. You never seen Las Vegas?
No, never seen Las Vegas.
Las Vegas was good.
It was so good. Do you remember the intro? The intro where like the yes. They have, a little less conversation playing while they're all playing like craps and shit. Oh, it's so.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please.
I might have to watch it. I love Las Vegas.
It was like, good. James Caan, Josh Duhamel, and then like three random other people. I don't remember who else was in it, but it was fucking good. It was a good show.
All right, that's fair. Maybe I'll have to watch it. Ken Jack, number 6.
I think for my number 6, I'm going to go with Hell on Wheels.
Yep. That's good. Not on my list. Good pick.
I think that's an AMC show. I don't know anything about it. Like, I've seen 1,000 commercials for it. No clue what it's about.
Yeah, Hell on Wheels. I think that might still be going. That's maybe. Got a bunch of people I don't know either. I think it's a Civil War movie.
Is it? Show. I thought it was a Western.
Is it?
Mm.
I think there's like Confederates in it. I don't know, but I know what that show is. My number 6. I've actually never seen this. We actually had one of the two on for an interview, and that's Franklin and Bash with Breckin Meyer. I've never seen Franklin and Bash. Mark Paul Gosselaar and Breckin Meyer. Franklin and Bash was on TNT. That's another hero of the cinema, always promoted before movies. You always saw behind the scene reels of Franklin and Bash. Also including Reed Diamond, who played Mark Shapiro in Moneyball and also in Designated Survivor, a really shitty ABC show that I hate watched and apparently got canceled and I didn't know until today. So yeah, Franklin and Bash. I think Malcolm McDowell was in it too, from Halloween fame. Didn't you watch Franklin and Bash, Ken Jack?
I'd never watched Franklin and Bash. Did I say that we did while we were interviewing him?
I think we, yeah.
Ah, shit. I'm sorry. If you're listening, you are listening, Breckin Meyer. I apologize. That's a little bit of a white lie.
Yeah, I put that one on there kind of because I thought you'd saw it. I guess we both fucking lied to him. Trill, number 6.
Number 6 is Shasta McNasty. It was on UPN, and I always saw the promos for it after SmackDown. I never watched it.
Shasta McNasty?
Yeah, look it up.
Is that one of those ones like Stripperella that was like just the Emily M animated thing?
Wait, Vern Troyer was in this show?
It's a weird show, dude. Never watched it, though.
You ever seen Drawn Together?
Yes.
I like that show.
Was it good?
Look, 22-year-old me was way different from me now. I don't know if it'd be funny now, but it was funny at the time.
There's this CGI, like, really bad graphic show on Toonami, like, super late at night, or maybe Adult Swim late at night. And I don't remember anything about it other than, like, every character in it was a gross-looking alien, and then there's just, like, one, like, human character that was a girl with giant boobs. That's the only thing I remember about it is just watching that first and be like, oh, I should watch that sometime.
All right, number 6 for the audience, Twin Peaks.
Oh, that's one of those shows that everyone references a lot, and I have no clue what they're ever talking about.
I've also never seen Twin Peaks.
Yeah, well, yeah, name me neither.
And then the revival people got all excited about, but no, Twin Peaks was not one that I've seen. All right, Ken Jack, number 5, top 5.
I think I'm going to start with Royal Pains, which I think was USA. A House Call Doctor in the Hamptons or something. That's the only thing I remember about it.
Royal Pains. I don't remember that one at all. Huh. Starring a bunch of people I've never heard of in my life. That lends to Trill's point. Shows on USA don't exist.
They just...
What the made fuck up. Is Royal Pains?
You guys never heard of this? It was on, like, there's so many commercials.
It was on for 7 seasons. Number 5 for me. This is an NBC store. I'm not even sure if this is still on the air. Superstore.
I have no clue what that is.
Ooh. Oh. Hulu tries to promote this very heavily.
Okay. It has America Ferrera on it. Ben Feldman.
Superstore?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was promoted heavily during the Olympics. It was it's an NBC show, or was, or is. It's still going.
Ugly Betty's another one of those shows I've never seen.
Ugly Betty. Yep. Yeah, and then Ben Feldman, who we've talked about before. I forget what he's in. He's also in something recently I can remember he's in is Silicon Valley. But yeah,
the guy from Crazy Rich Asians, and then also the guy in the wheelchair is part of the animal control department in Parks and Rec, and he's very funny.
Hmm.
But other than that, I don't know any of these people. Oh, wait, that's the fucking lawyer from shit. Oh, my God. That guy, the main guy in the show. He plays a lawyer in something. Fuck. All right, I'm going to get back to it.
Ben Feldman?
Yeah.
Yeah, Silicon Valley, he's a lawyer.
Oh, Silicon Valley, okay. Did you say that? And I just completely agree.
Yeah, no, but we're trying to piece things together. Yeah, Superstore. So wait, Trill, this is promoted on Hulu? Like, is it a show on Hulu now?
No, but Hulu will, you go to their browse tab and you'll see a bunch of shows that got canceled because they have the rights and they try to get you to watch them. AP Bios like that too.
He was also in a show called Living with Fran from 2005 to 2006 starring Fran Drescher.
Did you guys watch Outsourced on NBC?
Dude, Outsourced was great.
Was it?
Did you ever watch it?
No.
Well, let me be very clear. The movie Outsourced was very good. I never saw the show.
Oh. The show was it was like part of their Thursday night block in like 2010.
Did you ever see Better Off Ted?
That is on the list of things that I didn't put on there.
I liked Better Off Ted a lot. It was very funny.
Never watched it. I also never watched According to Jim. That was also something that got cut on my list. I don't know if you remember. According to Jim was with Jim Belushi, I believe.
Was it?
Yeah.
What, was it like a reality show or?
No, it was just him. You know, when they play their own names, like like Kevin James played.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair
Portia
enough.
Portia de Rossi was in Better Off Ted. Huh?
She was.
Trill, number 5.
Number 5 is Dexter.
Dexter's so good. How'd you not watch it?
Just never watched Dexter, dude. The shows that are on premium networks, I never got to when they started to run, and I never watched Dexter. And then it's another one of those shows where I'm like, should I watch Dexter? And it's like, oh, the first 3 or 4 seasons are great, and then it goes downhill. And I'm like, you're still not selling me on the show.
I think it's actually the whole show is good except for the ending. Like, the last season is not very good. And also, funny fact about Dexter, the main guy, I think like Michael C. Haller or something is his name.
Attractive.
Yeah, he got married to the girl who plays his sister during the show, like while it was airing. And then also got divorced to her and still had to play her sister throughout the show, which sounds
tough.
That's tough. That's really tough.
That sounds like shit.
There's a lesson in there.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Audience number 5, Riverdale on the CW network.
That's a good pick. It's a really good pick.
Yeah. That's a show I know almost nothing about. Like, I just know that it's a show.
I like the first season. I watched the first season.
It's about like Jughead or something, right?
I like the Archie stuff, and it's kind of like Archie, but it also, the first season was good, and I started watching the second season, and it kind of went places I didn't really care for.
All right.
No, it's like the OC, but a murder mystery. So it had that like vibe to it. It's very easy to watch. It was very dense with stuff happening.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good pick then by them. Ken Jack, number 4.
My number 4, I'm just going through my list. I want to make sure not to fuck it up. Let's do 1,000 Ways to Die.
Did
you ever see commercials for that show on Spike?
No.
It was pretty interesting. The only one I remember like seeing an ad for was some guy getting crushed by a dumpster, which is pretty funny.
Thousand ways to. What is it about? Just people dying?
Just like a thousand weird ways people died.
And it's yeah, really
like,
dark.
I'm pretty sure they got canceled before they hit a thousand like ways people died.
Looks like they had four seasons. Wow. This is a gruesome Google image search. Holy shit.
Is it like The Blacklist, but for ways to die?
Is that it? Literally, yeah. Basically, that's it. But do you remember the show on Spike, Deadliest Warrior, like World's Deadliest Warrior? That show kind of rocked. It's so dumb and mindless.
This is a really gross Google image search, A Thousand Ways to Die. Wow. My number four is a show that I know three people in the world watch. Three of my friends watch this show. I don't know anyone else who watched this show. Maybe the two of you did. We already mentioned it on USA Network, Suits. I don't know anyone who watches Suits outside of three other people.
I have one friend that watches it religiously and nobody else.
And like that's how I did know. And I lived with people who watched it. So that's how I know the show. And I never really watched it intently, but that's how I know Meghan Markle, or excuse me, Meghan Duchess of Sussex. But
Duchess of Sucks.
Yeah, Suits. I don't know. It's like it's a very popular show, apparently. It's on USA. And it's about people, I don't know, they're lawyers, I guess.
they just shop for suits all day.
Just about. Katherine Heigl was in it, apparently. Dule Hill, Abigail Spencer.
Ooh, you like Dule Hill.
Ooh, I do like, yeah, Dule Hill is great.
Never watched Psych. Gonna throw that out there too, but not on my list.
Well, Suits. I don't know. I'm glad to know neither of you watch Suits. Trill, number four.
Number four is Shit My Dad Says with William Shatner, and It was based off of the blog. I think wasn't it even a Twitter account, right? It was like a blog back when blogging was the thing, and it wasn't very funny.
that was on for one season.
Yeah. I didn't watch it, but I think I might like it.
What insurance commercials was he in for a long time?
Oh my god.
Esurance?
Was it Esurance?
I thought he was like Priceline.
He's definitely Priceline, but I think he was in some insurance. No, maybe he was just Priceline.
Did you ever watch TJ Hooker, his other show?
No.
No.
Yeah, it was an old show. He had another show, not Star Trek. Boston Legal. He also did Boston Legal. That was on my list. That's a show I've never watched.
My mom loved that show.
Oh, you know who was in Boston Legal?
Who?
Lizzie.
Oh, no way, really?
Yeah.
Good old James Spader. He did work in the 90s. He did fucking
Boston
work.
Boston Legal is not a 90s show, dude.
I have no idea what it is.
8 years ago.
Oh, shit. Never mind.
It's before The Blacklist.
Shit My Dad Says. That's a fucking great pick. You know what's? Do you ever remember the show? It was actually done by Tony Kornheiser, and it starred Jason Alexander called Listen Up.
That rings a bell.
Yes. Tony Kornheiser made the show. Yeah.
Good for him, Lizzie. We have to get the Kornheiser.
Okay. The audience, number four, this is a good one, though they should have watched it by now, The Slap. Ken Jack and I can't say that anymore.
Yeah.
He's not my son! It would have been number one. Ken Jack, number three.
I'm going to take a little creative liberty here and say Viking Quest. Never got to see it. Really wanted to see it, though. I would have loved to have watched a full episode of Viking Quest.
Victory!
Victory!
Hey, drama. You can't keep coming back to that show. You got to get new work.
Baby bro,
I don't got to work.
I just live with you, baby bro.
Trill, my number three is the same one you had earlier, Lost. I've never seen Lost.
It's good. You guys should watch the first three seasons.
And then just stop.
Yeah, definitely don't watch the conclusion.
It launched some careers, though, right?
Matthew Fox. Yeah.
Well, he was on Party of Five, though.
What's her name? Evangeline Lilly.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
There's Dominic something.
Monahan, but he was in Lord of the Rings before that.
Yeah.
Jorge Garcia was on an album cover.
He was in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah. Hmm. All right.
Who else? I think that's basically it, though.
Yeah, I've
Daniel Day Kim, also great actor.
Right. I've never seen Lost. Yep. Actually, and Michael Emerson, who lives right by me in New York City.
Oh shit.
Yeah, he lives like right by my building. He shops at the same grocery store as me. Fun fact.
I forgot about him. He was great though.
Yeah, I've never seen Lost. As well as Alias. I never saw Alias with Jennifer Garner.
Neither did I.
Good one.
That was a very horny show, I think.
You might be right. I don't know. Trail number three.
Just got this new thing where it's like Wall instead of Wally, it's horny. Number three is The West Wing.
Oh, man, that's tough.
Well, it's on my list for shows I think I would like, even though I haven't seen it.
You, it's a very, very good show. Well, especially the first No. It stays good throughout, but like the first five seasons are like incredible TV. The rest are good.
Yeah.
But the first like five are insanely good TV.
Most shows can't close out, though. To be fair to all these shows we're saying didn't close out very strong. Like, this is not a problem these shows have exclusively.
Yeah.
Pretty much all. Some shows like Breaking Bad end it well. Some shows like The Sopranos are debated. Some shows universally don't have good endings, but it's like very rare do you see a show that closes out strong.
I am.
We got to whip up these votes. Oh my God.
It's like one of the few things I learned in college was to watch The West Wing. Somebody had it in a political science class.
Yeah. Like we must approach politics with dignity.
It's like literally the antithesis. That's the big thing in politics now, I think, is people watching too much West Wing. This is not the state of things at all.
The West Wing later seasons campaign actually mirrors the OA campaign a lot. It was kind of strange that they foreshadowed that. But once the show lost Sorkin, it wasn't quite as good. But that's a good one on there. It's also very long to get through. It's very long episodes. All right. Audience number three, another reality show, Amazing Race. The Amazing Race.
I think I saw one episode because I had like a family friend that was in it, but I don't think I saw anything outside of that.
Yeah, I've seen plenty of The Amazing Race. And I used to watch it. It's still on. It's still kicking. My favorite season, of course, Boston Rob. He went on, came in second. It was years ago. Amazing. I watched Amazing Race. It's entertaining. All right, Ken Jack, number two. We're closing in top two.
I'm in a dead race right here. I'm going to go Talking Dead. Never seen an episode of Talking Dead. Advertised every single time you watched anything on AMC.
Talking Dead.
The follow-up show or the real show?
Isn't that the follow-up show hosted by Chris Hardwick about The Walking Dead?
Yeah. And it was advertised no matter what show you were watching on AMC. It'd be like, go watch Talking Dead.
Did you ever watch The Walking Dead?
Yeah, I watched some episodes of The Dead.
Okay. But no, see, I think it'd been funnier if you'd never watched The Walking Dead, but you'd picked The Talking Dead. That's a great pick.
It was worse because like you'd be watching episodes of Breaking Bad and they're like, yeah, stick around for 2 more hours and watch The Talking Dead with Chris Hardwick. And I was like, no. Why?
Man, that's good. All right. Number two, I also had The Closer with Kira Sedgwick. That was such a hammer at number two. I was so bummed that you said that so early on. But that was, I'm going to read off a list of a bunch of other ones in a minute. But yeah, that was my number two. Trill, number two.
Number two for me is Nurse Jackie.
Ooh.
I've never seen Nurse Jackie, but I like Edie Falco, so I probably would like it, right?
Yeah.
Nurse Jackie.
Tony.
That aired 2009 to 2015.
Who is it? We were talking to somebody recently who said like their mom's obsessed with Nurse Jackie. We were Jeff. I forget who though. I think a guest said it.
I don't know.
I think it might have been Ike Barinholtz. I mean, I don't remember. I don't know. We'll move on.
All right. Well, number one, or number two for the audience, excuse me, Lost as well. So Ken Jack, the only one to have seen Lost out of these three lists. All right. Number one. I really don't hope you don't pick my number one. All right. Number one, Ken Jack, favorite TV show you've never actually seen.
Comic Book Men. I don't know anything about it whatsoever, but I like Kevin Smith, and it's been advertised a ton. I don't even know what network it's on. I think it's also an AMC show, right?
Comic Book Men.
It's Kevin Smith.
Oh, okay. Yes, that is an AMC show as well. That aired from 2012 to 2018.
Yeah, that one got advertised a ton on AMC as well. And I think this is just proving that like I'm an AMC junkie and like only watch fucking Mad Men and Breaking Bad because I'm galaxy brain. And like that's the only thing I would see advertisements for is comic book men. And it's just like them hanging out and reading comics. I don't get the premise of the show, but like I'm interested. I want to see what's up with these comics.
Yeah, I recognize it a little bit, but I've never really seen anything for that show. My number one, this is a TNT show. This is also the champion of the box office. Always played before movies. This I've seen so many fucking behind the scenes featurettes for this show. Rizzoli and Isles, a real TNT banger. I really don't know what it's about. I think they're detectives. Medical examiner. There were so many billboards for this in New York City. Every movie that you went to go see there, it was a behind the scenes beforehand for this movie or for this show. But yeah, Rizzoli and Isles. It's one of my favorite shows. That and Franklin and Bash, very similar. They're like one in, one out. That's my number one show I've never seen.
The wife loves that show, gotta say.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, big fan. So I have seen it by extension.
Wow. You've seen Rizzoli and Isles.
It's quite entertaining.
Rizzoli and Isles was number 13 on the audience list. No way that show's still on. Is it?
I think so.
No, it ended in 2016. Right. 2010, no. 2016. Huh. Rizzoli and Isles. All right, Trill, number one favorite TV show you've never seen.
It's The Wire.
Wow.
I've never seen The Wire.
Also, the audience is number one. The audience says it at number one as well.
Well, it's one of those shows that just gets referenced every fucking day in Twitter. And I feel like I'm on the outside because I've never seen it. And it's on my list. It's not something I refuse to watch. Like something like Lost, I'll probably never watch. But something like The Wire, I'm always telling myself, I should probably watch The Wire one of these days. And you know what? I never watch it.
Here's what I'll say about The Wire is that I stopped watching it after the second season. Because the second season was so bad. But apparently the third season is very good. So there's that. Whatever, nugget. I think we took this in different ways. I think me and Jeff took it as like the most random fucking TV shows we saw a shit ton of advertising for. And then like Trill and the audience took it as like shows they legitimately just want to watch.
Yeah, this whole segment, even if I'm sorry if you didn't like it, but I had a great time talking about these shows. It stemmed from us talking about advertised shows. I think God Friended Me.
Yeah, I think we were just talking about that.
For me, it was some shows that are good and I haven't watched, and then other shows that just probably aren't good.
Let me
bring it up for comedic purposes.
Let me read off a couple other ones. Tell me if you've seen these or if any are worth discussing quick. Elementary, that's the Sherlock Holmes show.
I loved that one.
Actual Sherlock Holmes is so good.
Really? Blue Bloods.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the old show called Numbers where the E was a 3? It was like a math show.
Southland, I think, is one of the cop genre that I saw a ton for.
What about The Good Doctor?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Dr. Sean Murphy. That's like the tagline. Yeah.
It was based off of a Korean TV show.
So that came out during a slew of ABC shows. It was The Good Doctor, The Mayor, with Leah Michelle, that flopped. And then another show, which is very similar to God Friended Me, called Kevin Probably Saves the World, where Kevin meets God, who I think is played by Octavia Spencer. I might have completely made that up. Kevin Probably Saves the World. But it reminded me of God Friended Me.
Ooh, Eureka's on my list, too.
I got that dead wrong. But anyway.
You guys ever watch Eureka?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about, though?
No. I don't even know what you're talking about.
It was the Sci-Fi Channel show that I saw.
I definitely never watched it then.
You never watched Sci-Fi Channel?
No.
Dude, they had some pretty good stuff. You never saw like the Hercules with Kevin Sorbo or Xena Warrior Princess?
Well, those weren't on the Sci-Fi Channel when I was
syndicated on the Sci-Fi Channel.
I know, but those were like on UPN or whatever it was back in the day.
Do you know who was on the Hercules show with Kevin Sorbo, right? You know who played young Hercules?
Ryan Gosling?
Yep, that's right, Ryan Gosling. Reddit told us that.
A couple other ones, Castle.
Ooh, yeah.
Bones.
Leverage is on there for me.
Yeah, Bones. My Big Fat Greek Life was on the audience list. Spinoff of the movie Ugly Betty. Ugly Betty's a really good one.
Yeah. Oh, man. Shit. That should have been on my list.
The Last Resort, Medium, Cold Case, Without a Trace, Joan of Arcadia, Hannibal, Smash with Catherine McPhee on NBC, According to Jim, Better Off Ted, Quantico, Animal.
There's a ton of advertising for Quantico. That's a great pick, especially here. I feel like I've seen like a billion billboards for it.
Animal Practice, Whitney, The Whitney Cummings Show, Sean Saves the World with Sean Hayes, Chicago Fire, The Good Doctor, Last Man Standing, which made its triumphant return on Fox, Mike and Molly.
Ooh, that's another good one. That's
Melissa McCarthy. One. Yeah. Mike and Molly, always during football. Alias, God Friend and Me, Madam Secretary.
Oh, fuck.
Then these are the ones that missed my list barely. I had Las Vegas, Prison Break, I've never seen. Prison Break. Scorpion. I think Catherine McPhee's in that show as well somehow. The American Idol runner-up or winner. Criminal Minds, Supergirl. Never seen Supergirl. But a lot of people talk about it. It's not, yeah. She's a great actress, though. I like her. Chuck. Never watched Chuck with our...
Zach Levi, yeah.
Our good boy, Zach Levi. My Name is Earl.
Oh, I have seen that. It's pretty good.
And then Joey.
I like this. I think the one category we could probably add for all of us is a lot of reality TV, because we've all probably seen a lot of advertising for like shows like 16 and Pregnant or like My Sweet 16, Super Sweet 16, shit like that. Like those are all super advertised, but none of us have ever seen an episode, presumably.
Yeah, that was fun. I really enjoyed running through that list.
It was good. It's a lot of nostalgia.
I hope you like that. It was fun for us. I laughed very hard on most of that. All right, hot corner time. Then we're going to wrap it up. So Trill, tell us what we have to do with the hot corner. Is it one opinion or take each?
No, I'm just going to run through three takes and you guys tell me what you think about them. All right.
Oh, I thought we were giving our own fucking takes.
No, we'll do that, but I'm going to run through mine. We're not going to rotate. All right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you give your takes after I get through mine. Okay. Here's mine, folks. The guitar solo in Pearl Jam's Alive bangs. I love that guitar solo. It's one of my favorite guitar solos. My second one is I've been playing a game called Offworld Trading or Offworld something on the PC, and it's a lot of fun. It's like a real-time strategy game, which I'm really bad at, but it has no combat. It's all economy, which is the shit I really like. And my third one is probably the best discussion point is I've just noticed in the last 6 months that Google has become a lot worse just with Googling anything. I have a hard time getting what I want, and that anything I want in terms of like something useful, I have to Google that plus Reddit to find real humans talking about it.
That's not bad. I find myself on Reddit for questions to be answered a lot more. I can see on that one where you're coming from for sure.
But if I'm like best graphics card or whatever, the first result obviously is an ad. Probably the second result too, and then it's like computer eagle dot like fart, and it's like 15 graphics cards you should buy right now with like 18 pop-ups.
You just Google with like Quora or whatever that site is.
Well, I just do Reddit, because then you could just say best graphics card Reddit, and then there's normally a recent discussion up there, and like people have good opinions on it.
Usually, if I have a question or something where I need help, and it's something like maybe like a software update or whatever, I'll just search the question and then sort the Google search by like within the last whatever 6 months is usually what I'll do. And then you don't get ads or any of that bullshit.
Wow, that's helpful. But I feel like it's harder to find stuff on Google now.
Well, what's your alternative? You're going to go back to like AltaVista or something?
I don't have an alternative, but I do feel like it, like a couple years ago, maybe I'm just noticing a lot more clickbait sites being put up into Google's top hits.
Do you want to bring back Netscape?
Yeah, I want to bring back GeoCities and Angel Fire, and I want to bring back the GIF of this website's under construction of the guy shoveling dirt. I want to go back those days. I want to go back to, what are some other, Ask Jeeves?
Hell yeah, Ask Jeeves, baby. Yeah. What was the now continue. I have to think about now what I was saying.
I don't think I've ever done a Yahoo search.
I have accidentally.
Like you're on trial.
Accidentally. Or no, like, you know, when you download a new browser or something hits like a default and it's on Yahoo. Yahoo's the worst.
Yeah, I don't know. I've just never used it. I never had a Yahoo account or any of that stuff. I was just always a pure Gmail person.
I honestly don't know how Yahoo's still in business. I really don't. Because I don't know anyone who uses Yahoo except for fantasy sports. Maybe that's how they're only in business.
Yeah, that might be it.
Remember, here's the throwback. Remember Lycos.com?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, that's another search. Yep. Yeah, like I'm condescending your equipment.
Well, no. I'm just saying, like, I definitely remember that because there were like three or four equally shitty web searches that you could use before Google came along.
Yep.
What was it called? How do you spell it?
Lycos.
Lycos.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Sounds like a Greek island. All right.
I actually thought there was it was a different logo. There used to be an old commercial where it was like a sock puppet dog with a microphone. And I can't remember what that's for now.
The original pets.com. Pretty sure.
Ooh, yeah, they had a good logo. That one, that was a good one,
right? Because it was that Super Bowl ad they ran, and they went bankrupt.
Yes, pets.com. It was a sock puppet with a microphone. What was it? Was it Esurance the baby?
I
feel like that was before Esurance. Yeah, it was E-Trade. Yeah,
I didn't like the Scott Trade baby. Hated that baby.
E-Trade, wasn't there a fucking TV show based off the E-Trade baby?
You know what? I don't know offhand.
No, there wasn't. Thank God. Oh, that'd have been sad. There was we didn't talk about Cavemen.
No.
Oh, their show. Yeah, I forgot about that. I don't feel like I saw enough advertising for it to make my list.
Yeah.
You guys got any hot takes for the hot corner?
Kendrick, you want to go first?
You go first.
All right. So movie theaters. I'm growing more and more sick of people who show up late to movies and disrupt everybody in the theater and turn their phone on and make a lot of noise. There's 30 minutes of previews at this point. People still find a way to show up late. I think that's – yep. And they're
Is this seat taken?
Brightest phone light. And now in the Dolby that we have in our theater, Ken Jack, there's still the upper deck. So people come into the bottom deck and they think that the last row is their row, but they're really up top. So bad. Go ahead.
Do you remember back in the day before pre-assigned seating and people would come in late to the movie theater and they'd like look in the middle like there's going to be fucking primo seats left?
Yep, all the fucking time. Honestly, that's like one thing, like a modern advance, and I'm so thankful for more than like, I don't know, like polio vaccinations and stuff like that. Like assigned seating in movie theaters is such an important advancement for humankind.
Yeah, like plumbing. I'll go outside and dig a hole to poop in if I can choose my seat.
That's why I like when you said upper deck, because I heard think it was upper decker.
Did you guys watch the new MacGruber TV show? Speaking of upper deckers,
you know what?
No, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, with the kid from the Monster Trucks movie. Also, I've been playing a lot of pool on my phone, Kings of Pool, the phone game app. And I will say this, I spent probably about $20 in the last month buying pool cues
on my
pool game. And there is no sadder feeling in the world than in-game purchases on mobile phones. Sad. And lastly, I think the most uncomfortable thing that you can do when you buy something is when you pick up food and you have to face the tablet that you now sign and approve that asks for a tip. Just in general, tipping when you pick up for takeout. But like now they have those places where you have to physically hit no tip and then they turn it back around and they see you've hit no tip. That is very tough to do as a human being. And I will hit no tip every time because I don't think you should tip, but the shame still washes over me every time I do hit the no tip button.
My local bodega guy, like they have that same system set up, like the, I don't know, whatever it is. But he always clicks no tip before turning it, which is like, you know, that's a real move right there. And I appreciate the shit out of it.
My philosophy is this on that. So definitely always tip if you go to a restaurant where you get service or there's staff or something like that. We're not saying that. If you're at a coffee shop and you just get a coffee and the thing prompts you for a tip, my philosophy has always been if you can afford to tip them like $1 or whatever, then do it. But if like you can't, then don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think there should be a moral obligation to do that. Like there should be in a sit down restaurant.
Yes, I totally agree.
You know, sitting down for sure. Like curbside pickup too. That's another one. Like it's just, it's awkward. It's just, well,
I do that at like, if I go pick up stuff from a restaurant, like I don't, they generally like pool their tips for like curbside. Like I always feel like that's a gray area for me. I usually end up tipping even though I don't get service because I know like people are like sharing that revenue. Maybe
that one's awkward. I do that now and I have to now and then, but like there's an ice cream place by me. When you get the ice cream, it looks for a tip, but I'm like, like I don't know. Like it's just, it's tough. And I, shame washes over no matter what.
There was a New York Times article on that this week.
I know you guys, you won't be around tomorrow, Jeff, but tomorrow, free Bloomin' Onion with any purchase.
Damn. I'm traveling. Lots of potential when traveling for Outback.
Yeah, true. Ooh, you might have to make some content out of that.
Yeah. All right, Ken Jack, fire's off, then let's wrap this baby up.
I don't have a hot take with this necessarily. I think the Chargers are a good football team that should be in the playoffs this year. That's my hot take. I think that when Joey Bosa comes back, they're going to be very good, and I think that they can make a run. That's it. That's all. That's
all right.
A lot of better, a lot of good young players.
Anything's allowed in the hot corner.
Anything.
All right. Okay. Hot corners.
I gotta play something really quick on my phone. Anything's allowed. You heard him say it.
No. We're not allowing this. I don't want to edit any further. Now there's no Outback close to where I'm staying. That's a real shame. Okay. You need to see Bohemian Rhapsody. We're probably going to be reviewing The Hate U Give and then Nutcracker Sunday. I'm not sure about that, but definitely Bohemian Rhapsody on Thursday. All right. Last things. Anything else? That's it.
Do it. Hit it, Drill.
Oh, have a good week at the box office. Sunny afternoon.